first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Ileana Hendricks recalls the question that changed her life.
My 5-year-old legs ran as fast as I could out of the miserable school bus and across the street onto incoming traffic. The possibility of being hit by a speeding car was the last thing on my mind. The warmth of the tears streaming down my face seemed to accentuate my humiliation. My once polished school uniform was now accumulating dark red stains from the blood spouting out of my nose. Once again, I was a victim of bullying. As I reached the sanctuary of my front door, I ran past my father and onto the living room couch, finally allowing myself to openly weep. My father approached me with a look of absolute bewilderment. "What happened to you?" he asked. I could barely get the words out through my deafening sobs. "They punched me and said I was stupid," I muttered, disheartened. My father, trying to hide the smirk on his face, sat beside me. "Well, are you?" "Of course not," I exclaimed. He pulled me under his arms and said, "You know you're not, and I know you're not, so why does it matter?" At the time, I was extremely annoyed. All I wanted was his acceptance and comfort, not a life lesson. But I've never forgotten his prudent question. It's the same question that has gotten me through fierce bouts of insecurity and uncertainty for the past 18 years. I no longer worry about what others think of me because only I and the people closest to me know the truth. It has also changed the way I see other people. My father taught me the importance of self-confidence and having an amazing support system. At that moment, the inconsolable, heartbroken 5-year-old girl just wanted a hug and some validation. But what I got was a simple question that changed my life.
Ileana Hendricks is a Cabrillo College journalism student. If you would like to share your opinion or story, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.